You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. On today's program, we're discussing cancer in the African American community. April is National Minority Health Month, and today we are talking about cancer in the African American community with our guests, Shay Traylor, Monica Ponder, and April Belgrave. I'm Paula Gwen Grant, and you need to be in on this conversation on Your Health Connection, cancer in the African American community. Call us 404-880-9255, 404-880-9255, also on Twitter at CCRTD. Cancer in the African American community. You know, on this show, we talk about cancer and we try our best to talk positively about the things that are in our control, what we can do, how we can participate, and how we can look forward and be hopeful about positive outcomes. Can we talk a second, April? April Belgrave, you all are dealing at Georgia Core all the time with education and you do oncology research. After we have survived, sometimes this is a step we didn't prepare as well for. Can you talk a bit about aftercare and surviving?
Yes, absolutely. So that's the piece that sometimes we forget to discuss because you've gone through the diagnosis, the treatment, you know, anything else in between there. And then once you're done, now you're a survivor. Mm-hmm. So then what comes with that survivorship? You know, and we don't talk about, you know, the effects of the chemo, the radiation. There can be, you know, physical, psychological, you know, mental issues that you deal with as a result of cancer treatment. And people don't think about that because you think about, you know, I have cancer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to potentially not live very long time, which is not necessarily the case anymore. But you don't think about what's happening. So at Georgia Core, we work a lot on survivorship. Mm-hmm. And what that entails is, you know, just having resources and support groups and people, you know, with the same type of cancer treatments or the same type of cancer, you know, you discuss things that you didn't necessarily knew that you were going to deal with aftercare.
Right.
After the treatment's over. So I think survivorship is a big piece and it's something that, you know, we need to discuss more of. For example, if you have breast cancer, the reconstructive surgery.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There can be issues with the surgery. You may have to go back a couple times and get, you know, new implants. You may have to not have implants at all. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of things that are involved in that. And, you know, when you're going through the process, that's not something you think about. But there's something after the treatment that needs to you need to have a conversation and have support.
On your website, do you have more about survivorship and aftercare resources?
Yes. On GeorgiaCancerInfo.org, there's a whole section on survivorship. There's lots of resources there that you can connect with and people you can connect with who are survivors.
Oh, that's wonderful. So yes. You have survivors there that can help guide you when you're just newly a survivor. You have folks who are a little farther down the line that can help coach you through?
Yes, at all stages. Actually, our Vice President, Angie Patterson, she's a breast cancer survivor, and that's, you know, mainly her focus, you know, there. So she does a lot of speaking at different organizations to tell her story, as well as to share, you know, what resources we have for the community.
That's so important. We're talking about cancer in the African American community. April is National Minority Health Month, and the reason for this subject on Your Health Connection. We'd like you to call in with your questions, your comments, your experience. Cancer in the African American community, 404-880-9255. Shay Traylor, you were talking to us as an oncology nurse and certainly now as an advocate and health advocate. You talked to us a lot about the fear of diagnosis. You know, we're so afraid, you know, as in the African-American community because of history and our experiences and often not feeling heard. We think, you know, I'm just not going to go. There's a fear that if I hear a cancer diagnosis, it's a death sentence right away.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Cancer is not a death sentence anymore. No. With current research and all the things that have been done, there are so many different treatment options. I think once we increase our knowledge about what's going on, that empowers us to dispel any fear. Mm-hmm. It's important to go to the doctor. It's important to follow the doctor's treatment plan. If there's some reason, for some reason you don't agree with it, go to, for a second opinion, but do something. Do not let fear stop you. Make sure that you know what is going on and follow your treatment plan and be your own advocate.
You can be in control with these things.
You can be in control. Yes. Also, utilize resources. There are a lot of resources out there. Different, like we gave earlier, the different websites to get information, to learn about what's going on with your body, to learn what the different treatment options are, to learn what resources are available for you financially, if financial issues are what's keeping you from doing what you need to do. There are a lot of things out there, especially by diagnosis. There are a lot of organizations out there that specialize and help breast cancer patients.
We're talking about cancer in the African American community, specifically now because April is National Minority Health Month. Your questions and comments are welcome at 404-880-9255. Let's go to Atlanta, where we have a question from Sharon. Hello, Sharon. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello, ladies. My husband has a lot of incidents of cancer on his mother's side. So his mother and at least five of her siblings have died from cancer. And I wanted to know, is there a test or something that my children can take to, you know, determine if they're kind of predisposed towards cancer, or like, what are your recommendations on that? Should they start, should my son, he's 24, should he maybe not wait? Because I've been listening to your program about, you know, a lot of doctors say wait until later, but should maybe, since he has so much in his family, should he start a little bit earlier than normal? And my daughters, you know, since most of the, my mother-in-law and her siblings, her female, her sisters passed from breast cancer, should my daughter start getting mammograms at an earlier age? She's 20 now.
Great, great questions. Thank you so much, Sharon. Great questions. If you have a family history, if you know your family history, and Sharon knew her family history on both sides, because this is the thing, you'll know mom's side and not know dad's, or you'll know dad's side of the family, but you don't know mom's family history. Should you, as a way of prevention, perhaps have tests and certain things earlier if you know you have a certain family history?
There are certain types of cancers that they know are hereditary, and they do tumor markers looking for those. What needs to be done is your children need to talk with their physician. Let their primary care physician know what the family history is, and ask them point blank, does research show that I need to get tested earlier, or is there a particular thing that I need to be tested for? Because breast cancer, colon cancer, and I think prostate cancer, there are tumor markers and ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. There are tumor markers that they can draw blood and look for those. With breast cancer, when there's somebody with breast cancer, they can be tested for the BRCA gene. It's a mutation.
We've heard certain celebrities know mm-hmm. their BRCA score, and then they yes. did, you know, some preventative things yes. earlier just in anticipation of
exactly
a probable
right.
diagnosis yes. in the future. Can you
that
tell us a bit
exactly
about that?
Right.
What is that exactly about?
Well, when you have the BRCA, there's BRCA 1, BRCA 2, and they test for genetic mutations. Mm-hmm. And usually if a patient tests positive for that, then they have genetic counseling, and they want to test either their daughters or other close relatives. And if they
and
find
even the
that,
sons sometimes,
even
right?
the sons sometimes.
Because
yes,
breast cancer
because
can show up in men as well.
Men can have breast Absolutely. Cancer. That's exactly right. But if they're found to be positive and have that mutation, mm-hmm. then they have the option of having a bilateral mastectomy early, and they go ahead and get their reconstruction in that way. That decreases their chances of having breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Or they can go ahead and have their ovaries removed, because some breast cancers are hormone positive, and having the ovaries removed would decrease those estrogen hormones that would feed the cancers. So there are different things that they can do, but it needs to start with getting a good family history, talking to your physician to see what the recommendations are.
For them specifically.
For
Any
them
other
specifically.
Word, Monica, April, regarding heredity, family history?
Yes, I do. Actually, one of my coworkers, Alice Kerber, she's an oncology nurse as well, and she does a lot of genetic testing in regards to breast cancer. So there's actually a screening tool that she uses, and she does a pedigree, which, you know, maps out your family lineage. And so based on that, she will, you know, you can get molecular testing. And this is an initiative that's a partnership with the Department of Public Health. And it's actually, there's funding available. So if you can't afford the testing, there's a fund that's available.
Wonderful.
So you can get the genetic testing. So she, what she does, she actually travels to the different, I forget how many health departments, but she does that, and she does counseling. And
where can folks get to that information? That's a wonderful resource.
GeorgiaCancerInfo.org.
Monica Ponder, last words, anything you'd like to share with us?
I think they've been quite informative. Just don't be afraid to talk about it with your loved ones and
That's
talk
exactly
about
right.
the effects of a diagnosis and what they may mean for you and lineages or legacies after you.
Monica Ponder, how can people reach you?
They can reach me at mlpcommunications.com. So I'm available to do trainings and to facilitate these conversations. And again, don't be afraid to talk about it. This is life. This is our community.
April Belgrave, or we can reach you at Georgia Core.
Yes, you can. You can reach me at georgiacore.org or abelgrave@georgiacore.org. And just I just want to stress the point of, like, you're your biggest advocate.
Yes.
So advocate for yourself. If you feel uncomfortable,
yes.
if something doesn't seem right, do something about it. You're your biggest champion.
Thank you. That is great advice. Shay Traylor, oncology nurse and a health advocate, your final words.
Don't be scared. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared. Take care of yourself. Like April said, be your best advocate. If something doesn't feel right, go get a second opinion.
Powerful advice. We've been talking about cancer in the African American community. April is National Minority Health Month. I'm Paula Gwen Grant. Thank you for listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK.
Hello, I am Dr. Shafiq Khan, Director of the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. The Cancer Center is committed to reducing the burden of prostate cancer health disparities in the African American community through research, outreach, and education. On behalf of the Cancer Center, I would like to thank you for joining us today on Your Health Connection.
Your Health Connection is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to wclk.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Paula Gwen Grant and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.